You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
OTAs are in the books. After 3 weeks, they're done. There's 1 week of minicamp left. We'll get to that on the other side of the weekend. For now, let's take your questions. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here on the Mailbag. Let's get started with a question about a guy who's seen some first-team reps, Tyson Brailo. From Henry Smith, what does Tyson Brailo have to do to be the week one starter? Well, obviously, he's got to outplay Donald Stevenson. He's got to outplay Garrett Bowles in the battle for left tackle. But what he has to do is when he gets to training camp, he's got to show that he's stronger than he was in previous years. Now, he's had a full off season to work, especially on upper body. That was something that was an issue last year because he was coming off the torn labrum. He really couldn't work the upper body in his off season work. And then he had the elbow injury in training camp that further held him back. He's been healthy the entire off season. In OTAs, he does look stronger. It's a positive sign for him. He's showing the value of the experience, even though it's only three games he started at left tackle back as a rookie. He's showing that experience does have value. But for Tyson Brailo to be a week one starter, he's going to have to show that he can take it and translate it to full contact, full collision work when guys are really going at each other. He's going to have to show his tenacity. He's going to have to show what his increased strength can do for him. If he can demonstrate all of those, then he has a chance to hold off Stevenson and Garrett Bowles and be the week one starter, maybe the hold the position for some time. Clearly, it's a battle that's going to come down in training camp, but Simbrailo has a legitimate shot to get the job. Now on to a member of the rookie class, Isaiah McKenzie. This one's from Kalen Arks. How will the Broncos use Isaiah McKenzie? Well, as Vance Joseph alluded to earlier this week, it's going to be a versatile type role for him. You're going to see him at receiver, maybe see him lined up at running back from time to time, in addition to work on punt returns, and he'll be in the mix on kickoffs potentially, although Carlos Henderson probably more a favorite to get that job among the rookies that are battling for it. But you know, the interesting thing with McKenzie, something that I saw from him toward the end of OTAs, there was a play where Trevor Siemian, he was fading back and he had pressure coming up the A-gap. McKenzie was on the inside, used that quickness to run an inside route, make a quick cut, and Trevor Siemian, with a rusher bearing down on him through the A-gap, was able to find McKenzie, get him the ball. McKenzie got some separation, got the first down on, I believe it was a third down type of play. And that's going to be the value of Isaiah McKenzie if he's on offense. A quick, short area target that the quarterback can deliver the ball to under a rush. It's going to be there, you know, a hot read type of player. I think we'll see some of that from Carlos Henderson as well. And because of McKenzie's quickness, has the ability to make a defender miss and turn a short pass into a potentially long game. We've seen some of that during OTAs over the past few weeks. That's what I think Isaiah McKenzie is going to do. He's not going to be an every down guy. You're not going to even see him every possession. But used effectively, he can be a very potent short area target who can turn some dump offs and, you know, some hot reads and can turn them into some big plays. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, which is the post mini camp mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/masonsmailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.